What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, what's on the agenda today, boo?
I made it to round three.
Congratulations. How's it feel? Nerve-wracking yet?
No.
Not yet?
Nee. This time around, I'm going against a Civic.
Okay.
Most of you guys know how I feel about this already.
Well, like I said, as the stages go by, we're at stage three now, right?
This is officially stage three. And Eddie made it to stage three.
Which is cool. It is cool to see both of you guys doing it.
So we lost Dylan.
Well, I mean, there's always next year.
What would you say?
What? There is. You can sign up against next year. I didn't even say anything bad, bro. He's being such a fucking pendejo about it.
There's always next year. He doesn't want to fucking hear that.
Eddie's signed up like every year consecutively.
No, I think he just gets the email blast and he just like looks at it and be like,
yeah, fuck it, why not? Yeah, exactly. That's like, I got in the email blast too, but I was just like, nah, fuck that. Yeah, so it's not bad. Stage three, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice job.
What I am worried about though,
what?
There's an STI, a V12 twin turbo, yada, yada, yada.
That thing is interesting to say the least. Granted, we both did the mistake that when we were looking through the cars, we saw that thing. We're like, oh, it's okay. Never in my fucking mind did I go, I went back. To look at it again. And only because it showed up on a reel on my Explore page where I saw the picture of the motor. And I was like, that's not an LS. What the fuck is that? It looks like they took it out of a yacht. Because it's fucking dude, it's humongous. When I go and I see, I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense now. I mean, kudos.
What do you say to that?
It's fucking kudos. Like, you know what I mean? The fuck do you say? Is such a sleeper that I got played. Literally, I got played. Like I said, we went through this. We were looking through this before we were shooting the episode.
That guy maybe.
That guy maybe. That one, I don't think so. Maybe that one up to stage two. Because you kind of get a feel for it already.
Hold on. Can we talk about one that you were like, oh, shit, look at this. This is pretty fucking cool, man.
Which one? Was it the Scion?
Keep reaching. Because me and you both know what the fuck I'm talking about right now.
No, I'm trying to think because I really like that Scion.
Visible side exit. Copper wide body.
Oh, the Beetle. Yeah, no. Yeah, that fucking thing is yeah. And again, that one's a fucking, I call those a flip of a coin.
Oh man.
Because it's either
is the one Eddie's going against, guys.
This is like for stage three, Eddie is going up against this car right now. It is, like I said, that fucking Volkswagen is a flip of a coin because it's either you love it. Or you fucking hate it. Like, there's cars that you can kind of be in the middle about.
Yeah.
But that Volkswagen is either you love it or you hate it. But again, yo, these fucking Canada guys, what are you guys like? What's in your water? That Subi's from Canada, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's from the, I don't know, something in the fucking water. Oh, man. Must be all the fucking good healthcare.
I don't know what's going on. All I do know is that Subi's killing it, and whoever goes against him, I feel bad. I hope it's not me on the next one.
Right to them and be like, guys, just take me out. Just take me out. Thanks, appreciate it. No, but you know what? Like I said, we got played. I got played because I saw the car. I was like, didn't really blink an eye at it. Why? Because we're used to seeing that here. And you don't think twice when you see the outside. It is such a fucking sleeper. Literally, like I said, if it wasn't for that stupid reel that showed up on my Explore page, that I went back to the profile.
You have to look at it.
And I really started like looking at his gallery, and the one with the hood open, I was like, oh my fucking baby Jesus. This man literally stuck a Toyota V12. And on top of that, he still was able to find space to still twin turbo the fucking thing. And that's when I start noticing the smaller details. You know, all the emblems were swapped to like Toyota emblems. He has the GR badging. like a concept car.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? You start like, okay, I get the idea now. But, you know, then you, like I said, you start reading the mod list. You're like,
custom.
So fucking subtle, though. Which, again, can help you in these competitions.
Or hurt you.
Or hurt you completely. I've said it a million times. Because at the end of the day, this is a competition that's based on pictures.
So it's basically a people's choice, which is what today's episode is about.
Yes, it is about people's choice and how fucking shitty it all is. No, I'm kidding.
All right. So, guys, here's the deal. At Carlisle, there was two competitions. There was Nissan Class for Carlisle, and then there was the Z Nationals
right.
By Club Z, blah, 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 blah. And these motherfuckers had a People's Choice Award.
As you guys can tell from, like, and the...
I was so enthusiastic to see what the fuck was brought to the table there. And I was just giddy about it. Like, yeah, there's going to be people like me who actually customized their shit and made it special. So that way it's something to look at for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got there and I'm looking at who's winning, who's doing what, and who's getting the votes up. And I'm like, all right, that guy has a lip. That's a lip.
But there was a lot of, like, nice cars, though, with you.
240Zs?
Yeah, yeah. There were really actually some nice ones. There
Thompsons,
were some nice ones, yeah.
300Zs?
But,
oh, fun story.
What?
The red 300ZX that parked next to me.
Wasn't that the guy's wife or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I fit the biggest wheel you could fit on this. That's a 19. I'm looking at him like, you fucking retard. No, it's not.
You gotta give the old guy, like, he was
a
very,
dick in the mouth? Yeah, he, probably.
He was excited.
He should suck major dick.
Those type of guys.
I poopy myself. Disneyland.
I'm pretty sure he looked at your car and he goes, this thing is a lot. Like, I would never do this.
Those are his words.
Okay, you want to know why? Because
he's boring and only has missionary sex? Probably.
Yeah, chances are.
4-inch Peter. Sorry to be you.
My point is, I'm pretty sure he got in the game very late in life. You know how most people fucking just buy a Corvette when they have like a fucking meltdown?
You know what? No, no, no. Here's what I'm going to look at his wife next time I see her, because I'm going to see her again. I'm going to look at her and be like, so, thumb in the butt? Where do you stand? Thumb in or thumb out? Choice is yours. Where do you stand on this, ma'am? Thumb in and thumb out?
Because that's going to completely explain why you're.
And she's going to look at me and she's like, thumb in or thumb out? I don't know what that question means. I'm like, all right, think about it. And if they don't ever get it, understands why he thinks 19s are the biggest wheel he can ever put under there.
Yeah, but, you know, those type of, they were nice. They were nice.
I can't wait for another 4 years when they can't make it.
Is that an old reference because they're going to be dead?
Yeah.
Wow. Hate mail at. fucking Christ. Okay. Jesus, that took a turn. But again, I believe they got into the game very late. They probably saw like a Fast and Furious movie and they got excited from it. But they obviously were not going to dump loads of fucking money.
So they watch the movie. They're like, all right, that guy's bald, but he's 26. I'm bald, but I'm 50. I can do that. What the 26-year-old is doing.
So, you know what I mean? That
he
type
has
of thing.
Friends. I don't have friends. That'll help.
You know what it is? It's funny because I'm pretty sure, like I said, they came into the hobby late.
Yeah.
Instead of joining a team, a club, or whatever, he just signed up on the forums.
Or the clan.
Wow. Because
he really didn't like me.
Racist.
He was, definitely.
Racist as fuck. When he saw your car and goes, that's weird.
My favorite part is like the best. You know how you have cars driving around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We had an Accord drive through the center.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody shoot it.
No.
Peasant, leave.
He looked at his wife and he goes, "These are one of those guys with the meta music."
With the what?
The meta music.
Meta music.
And when I looked at Katie's Cuban Colombian. Her face was bright red, but with a smile. I'm like, "You're laughing at that? You think that's a fucking funny joke?"
See, no, yeah, no, that is funny.
What?
Yeah, I would have been like, sir, I actually wear socks. I'm good. Fuck that meta music too.
No, don't
fuck it all.
Do that.
I would have just continued it because that's just funny as shit. I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure he doesn't even know how to say chuchero.
But to be fair, as one of the envious guys, I think it was, the Gray Accord.
I think I remember. Yeah.
Anyway, to look at your wife sitting behind the car next to another couple.
The Mia Mia music.
I bet you they play the Mia Mia music.
But again, you gotta remember, it's that mindset that we've talked about before about that purist. Well, not purist, because like I said, he was very proud of the 19s that he was able to fit. You got those type of, like, I've come across like people like that before at shows. They'll have like 22s on a Trailblazer. And it's like, oh my God, I almost had to sell my kid. Like, you don't understand how proud I am. You know, and I'm just like, I'll just look at my truck and I'll just be like, that's cool, man. That's, you know, be proud of it. Everybody's level is whatever. You can't really, you know, talk much about it or even have a topic, really. But you just got to go with the flow. You know what I mean? That guy was very proud of the 19s he was able to fit. You and me both know we've seen them on 20s and on bags.
Me and you both know we've seen them on 22s with shaved bays. And
Yeah. Like I said.
Tubbed.
You can automatically tell that is not his fucking taste or formula to do to a car. But he's gone to like that, what the fuck was the name of that stupid company? Z Nationals or whatever? Mm-hmm. There we go. He's gone to that Z Nationals like for like 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Oh, man. Just like the other fucking guy that showed up with a fucking stock ass Z. With the window stickers on it.
And one.
With the original tires.
I can't make it make sense.
But again, it's that mindset. It's that mindset that, like I said, you can put yourself in that perspective and be like, okay, it can win because it takes a lot to like...
not touch it?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'm not like that. I'll fail that shit in like fucking first week. Let's be for real.
But no, I'm trying to November who?
Yeah. I'm trying to fucking put myself in that mindset.
I can't.
You know, it's kudos. It's like finding in my side of the world of like old cars, finding, you know, 57 Bel Air in a barn with the seats still wrapped from the dealer and it only has like 20 miles on it. Like I would bring that to a show too. Like a GM Nationals type thing.
Yeah, but what year is yours?
Granted, yes.
What year is yours?
Shut the fuck up. It is just an example. I know. Yeah, I know what? 03Z that was there? Was uh-huh. Right? It was an 03? Yes, I'm talking about a 57.
So you can't compare them?
You kind of can't, is my point. You kind of can't.
What?
You're practically 25 years old. That thing is already could get historic plates, my nigga. Like, where are we talking about?
Me and you both know a 55 Bel Air can sell for 80 grand if the numbers are good.
Exactly. That's my point.
If you can sell a 350Z for 80 grand, come on, guys.
I would give it a few more years.
What? Why do you think that?
From the retarded, either UZ guys really deal with some good cocaine before you post something on Facebook, or there's something in the water. You know what I mean? Because lately the prices are kind of fucking retarded. And I'm talking about like clapped out.
You know what my favorite part about this is? I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
Stock body Z's. Mm-hmm. You see them on Facebook Marketplace, 10 grand here, 8 grand there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you see the ones that are gutted out for drift and there's nothing done to them except for a little bit of suspension work.
They're at 15.
How?
I don't fucking know. Make it make sense. In the sense, it's taking the reverse tone of the Supras, the Mark 7s.
Mm-hmm.
Stock, they're fetching, you know, 70, 80. We've seen it on Marketplace. Mm-hmm. 90, even up to 100. Now, one that's modded are fetching 15, 20, 25, or 30. UZ guys, I don't know what the fuck is up with you. Y'all motherfuckers like completely twisted that shit around. Be like, hold my beer, let's fuck this up.
I can't make it make sense, dude.
You know what I mean? But again, like I said, in one sense, it's a good example in another sense, it's a completely, totally, like, whatever fucking bullshit example. Granted, I am talking about a classic car, but I'm not talking about the retail value on it. I'm talking about, you know, finding a mint or keeping a mint, low mileage, no mods, all original. And I go and I plant it and I put it at a fucking car show with the window sticker on it and all that shit and just tell the story. I've kept it stock for, you know, granted, the only difference is it'll be like, oh no, I found that in a barn. This is original as it sits. So that's why I can say I can kind of see it.
All right. So, secondly,
but yes.
People's Choice Awards. Let's get back to that.
Yes, granted, go.
So these guys post on Instagram, Z Nationals, we're going to be back at Z1, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, you know your boy, I have to write, hey, guys, you know, this is going to be another People's Choice Award. And then I give you, you know, a little open hand guy, like, with the raisin shoulders. You know what I'm talking about. And I said, because, you know, I'd like to be judged on all my hard work by a show car criteria where there's a point system and I can beat out a stock car, you know. I didn't get a message back for fucking days. Because mm-hmm. I left it on the comment.
Right.
And then, like, yesterday I get the comment back.
Mm-hmm.
This will absolutely be a People's Choice Award. We still appreciate your build, though. If that wasn't a fucking middle finger, I don't know what was. I don't know what was. That was a fuck you.
Yes. Yes. I wasn't going to really be that blunt about it.
That was a good...
on the air, but yeah.
All right, now tell the people what I replied.
All right, going to Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Guess I'll be going to Gatlinburg, and I hit him with a little peace sign.
You know what? Honestly, what it is? It's that...
because they're in the same weekend.
Yeah, no, that's like stupid in itself. But that's for another day. It's that stupid me mentality. And I'll tell you why it kind of... Are you dropping your pants off?
Fuck you, yo. I'm fucking bloated.
I didn't know it was your time of the month.
You know how much water I've been drinking trying to stay healthy? Stop.
Anyway. Again, it's that meat stupid mentality is what I say to that.
Yeah.
Because, again, why would you go for trophies or whatever if you could just, like, show up, hang out, park your car? But, again, you're driving X number 14 of hours. Fucking hours.
In the dark where you can't see in front of you.
Yeah, like I said, you said it a million times. You've had fun. You had fun when you got there. You had fun driving down. And I totally get that.
A blast.
I've had fun driving to Virginia. I've had a bug out driving to fucking Ocean City, Maryland with the guys. I've loved it every single time. Still doesn't escape the fact of, like, my nuts are in my throat as well of driving down.
My favorite part about driving up was you said, call me when you hit Jersey. I said, all right, cool. I called you when I hit Jersey. You're like, all right, in another 3 hours, you'll probably be by Four Wall.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take me to call you back?
That was like an hour or something.
An hour and five minutes.
Yeah, it was half the time.
You said, no, it was hour 5 minutes. You said 3 hours, it was an hour and 5 minutes.
Well, a normal person is going to be doing the speed limit, you fucking psychopath. But that's like besides the point. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just like besides the point. A normal human would have done the speed limit, maybe a little bit more. But you're special.
It was such a good ride, though.
But again... like I said, I'm pretty sure you had that one moment that we were talking about before you even started the shit. That you're just like, I regret life decisions right now.
Dude,
3 And you said to yourself, 3 o'clock in the morning, pitch fucking dark. You were praying a fucking skinwalker or a Bigfoot wasn't going to show up on the side of the fucking highway and just like, show you some leg. That's what the fuck you were praying for. And I'm like, this is not the way I want to go out. Not driving this thing down to a show.
Because, you know, God forbid something happens, nobody's finding you till the morning.
Yeah, if you're lucky. I mean, they'll spot the car because that thing screams, you know.
But if it's pulled over in a fucking ditch.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's the shit you have to, in the back of your mind, you obviously not think about it, but the fucking worry is there. It's what I've always told you. You can enjoy the ride there. Like I said, I've enjoyed a million rides with the guys a million times going to different shows. But the fucking, you know, it's in the back of your mind the entire way down. That literally when you park and you're there and you make it, it's like all your muscles just like let go and like you pee yourself. Like It's like, you're just like, oh, God, made it.
I got to tell you, I took the best piss in my entire life.
I can imagine.
You ever get that post-nut piss and it's like the best piss ever?
Yeah.
All right, this was
like
that.
You can hit high notes. It's like in the back of your throat. Yeah.
This was 12 times better than that. it was the most like, I almost turned into a puddle myself.
But again, you know what I mean? It sucks that a venue like that, can you only imagine if it had, well, granted, I say Carlisle because it's the best example we can both think of because you were there already. Mm. So you know exactly what I talk about when I say it. A small percentage of what judging could be at a Z Nationals. You know what I mean?
That would be fucking dope.
I'm pretty sure, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure this place sells out and it gets packed. But that would get probably double packed. You know what I mean? That's my 2 cents. I could be wrong, but I would assume.
A judged car show for Z's.
Because you got to remember, yeah, you got cars from all around the country. That's kudos. Props given. That's fine. But if you had a semi-meltdown at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're driving down 14, what about the fuck coming 20, 24, 30 hours away? Doesn't have the luxury of a trailer. I'm pretty sure a lot there went driving.
You know how many Z's drove there, dude? It was disgusting. I loved it.
You know what I mean? It's cool to see, but can you imagine their own fucking hellhole scenarios and stories and shit that they got to
Canada. Those people came up from Canada. No questions asked.
And that you can already add an extra 8, 9, 10 on top of what you drove.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? For a people's choice?
Manda pinga, bro.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I get it. It's cool. The atmosphere. You're in your same element. Everybody has the same car. It's awesome. I know. But when you really get to the nitty gritty of it, that much effort, and especially more in the sense that you already had a taste and you only drove 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I was a post up to the one that you went to.
Yeah.
Where are they? In Georgia, if I'm not mistaken? Carolinas, Georgia, where are they?
It was right next to Atlanta. It was right next to Atlanta. But it was Georgia, yes.
Yeah. So you're in Georgia. Okay. But again, and you drove, what, 14, 16?
16, about.
About 16 miles. 16 hours. Hours. And you had a small taste of it, and you only drove 3. Because you were in Carlisle.
Carlisle was fun to drive to.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's different, though. It's not different. It's the same shit. But at least.
But you know what? Now
you're judging. You know what I mean? You're going up. You're talking to people. They're like fucking writing shit down.
Carlisle, I would drive it. No questions asked.
I told you, Carlisle is a fun drive. Carlisle is 100% a fun drive.
I don't need to trailer it.
No, like I said, I would tell you like we did the first time. Try it out. Like I said, first time around.
Mm-hmm.
See
mm-hmm.
what happens. See how you like it. If it's too stressful, too nerve wracking, whatever the fuck. You're fine. You're on a trailer. But if you enjoy driving and you know you can make it, you can drive it. It's one of those things. But again, you're talking to people. They're asking you about your car. You see them taking pictures. You see them writing shit down. You see the other guys that are in your class too. So it's a different thing. It's mm-hmm. a different tug and pull mm-hmm. of excitement and
nervousness.
Nerve-wracking and fuck, am I going to beat this guy or... Damn, what the fuck does this guy have? Walking around, seeing the competition, seeing everybody that's in your classes.
Hold on. You saw me at Carlisle. You saw my biggest competitor, the green and black Z.
Yes.
Come on. Was I really worried about him? Everything on it was the paint was custom. The wheels, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out. The wheels were special.
Yes. I don't remember too much about it, but yes.
Those were Avanti or Asante, whatever the fuck they were.
I think they were Asantes.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay. Stock rear bumper, stock front bumper, stock side skirts, stock fenders, stock mirrors.
Yeah.
Green and black paint job. The interior was green and black.
Yes.
What was fucking...
Oh my God. But you have to remember.
What was so crazy about that?
You weren't going up just against that Carlisle side. I'm not talking about the Z shit. That people's choice crap. I'm talking about the Carlisle side.
Yeah.
That wasn't just your Am I just catching you off guard now? Did you just really think that was the only one?
That I had to really worry about for Nissan class.
No, no. You went up against anything that had a Nissan emblem that was modified to your level, sir. Whether it was a 240 or whatever the fuck.
There was a gold 240.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You went up against
that. Skid Life Crisis? No, I didn't.
Did I go against Skid Life? Yeah. Nissan class. They don't have, Carlisle does not have a Z class. They have a Nissan class. Nissan modified, Nissan whatever. The same way they break up, you know, BMW class, the Euro class, and all that.
Hold on, because now I'm going back to it. Because, like, now you're bugging me out. Because, all right, guys, his name is Skid Life _ Crisis on Instagram. I don't think I beat him out. Not that I'm saying I couldn't, you know.
No, no, I know what you mean. Hold on, I'm going to check right now.
Yeah, he, fuck, man, fuck.
Did you just get the fucking memo? You just got the post-it note?
Huh.
Which is why I said, if you took it, enjoy it, because it wasn't just...
Just him.
No, no, you went up against everything that was a two-door Nissan modified. Which is why even everybody was like, yeah, next year, step it up.
Fook.
Well, I'm glad to...
Well, that made me feel a little bit better.
So, yeah, no, it wasn't just that green and black one. You went up against a few other ones, sir.
Yeah.
But again, it's the excitement. The tug and pull of the nervousness. Shit, what does he have? What does I have? How are they going to rate? How are they going to... That's what it is. But when it's the people's choice... Like, you know what I mean? People's choices don't bother me if it's, like, an extra, like, whatever the fuck. Like Carlisle. You know what I mean? You're still able to get judged. So Z Nationals becomes, like, a bonus thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But to, again, forget about the whole Carlisle judging experience. Drive 3 hours for a people's choice?
Motherfucker.
Like, me personally, I'm just, like, absolutely fucking not. Not because, you know, if I don't win, I won't go. I don't give a fuck about that. But the whole point is people 90% of the time don't appreciate what they see. The ones that do appreciate it are the ones that are there to judge you in your class.
Hmm.
Because those are the ones you get to talk to. A people's choice, half the time you never talk to no one. They just walk around, they look. So if you get lucky and they like what they see, you're golden. But if they walk around and you can have a fucking flying dildo, they're just going to be like, man, whatever. That's a cooler dildo over there and done. You know what I mean? And 9 out of 10 times, it's the stockiest thing. It's the most cleanest, basic looking thing that wins these People's Choice Awards. Which, again, you're like,
how?
Why did... No, the first thing that comes to mind is, why did I chop up my entire fucking car if I could have just kept it the way it is? I could have won this.
My fucking mind.
Dude. Which is why I've always said there's certain shows that our cars belong in, and there's certain cars that our cars just... We're better off staying home because it's not worth the effort. You know, gas tolls, money. If you have to stay a fucking night, whatever the fuck case may be.
A show without a Nissan class, and then they put you in a fucking... They give you the best import.
That fucking show was fucking...
This is a whole different show we're talking about, guys.
Yeah, we're talking about a different show. What happened with that, and I'll say it again.
What's the name of the show? Grounded for Life?
Grounded for Life. The Grounded for Life show.
Fuck my judge.
Well, he was a dick. And even the owner... You know, the guy running was like, no, he's a fucking dick and we're going to have him. He's not coming back again. He was very rude to you.
Yeah.
We were all there and we all saw it. And it's not just like we're like pesky asking questions either. It's just like, you know, hey, nice to meet you. If you have any questions about the car, I'll be more than happy to answer anything you need. We kind of keep it simple. That's the way we've always been.
To look at me and say, I don't want to fucking hear it?
But he automatically, right off the rip, was like, shut up. I don't want to fucking hear it. I know what I can, like, I have eyeballs. I can see. Thinking like you're the granddaddy Chip Foos that popped out of fucking his butthole and you know everything. Find Danny. Yo, bro, and I told you from the get-go, you will come across people like that sometimes. You just have to learn how to work it. How to work the fucking system. That's the way it goes. But yeah, no, and that he was really fucking rude. That's, and lucky for us that you weren't the only complaint. Any car the guy touched, everybody was just like ripping this guy an asshole too. And so it's not like, yeah, he's just mad because he didn't place. No, no, no. It's, you know, across the board. Everything that he went up against, that he judged, better said, everybody had a fucking complaint. All the owners were like, yo, why is that guy so fucking rude, thinking like he's hot shit for no fucking reason? I was just trying to talk to him about my car. So that's one thing done and buried and signed. The other thing where you got classed is the main thing.
That I should that take rattles, as a compliment.
That rattles your mind and it doesn't rattle mine at all.
I got put in an open class.
And I'll tell you exactly why that happens. Not enough Nissans. Simple as that. Why? This show is very old school in the sense of there is no online pre-registration. If they were to have an online representation, this would have been a completely different scenario and conversation. Why? Because they're seeing the head count. Oh, listen, we have
13 Nissans.
13 Nissans, 4 Kias. We have, you know, 30 Hondas. We have 2 Cadillacs. We have maybe 8 fucking Chevys. Okay. Doesn't that make your life easier when you go to the fucking trophy shop? You're like, okay, I need to do this, 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 and this. What they do, well, what they have always done is they kind of cover their bases as best as possible. So let's say, for example, and I told you from the get-go, that show, a few imports go, but it's not really an import show.
Right? Best import?
Like I said, there's a lot of different shit that we're very confused and scratching our heads about in that show. But I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about where they threw you, sir. Then I will get into the rest.
How'd they give... hold on. The other thing is, how they give best Euro to the BMW with the...
What?
The other BMW, the black one, the wide body.
Okay.
He had similar style to you.
Yes.
But you had a lot of extra little trinkets on your shit?
Yes. I don't know. Again, I don't know. Like I said, I can't... I don't know what happened where.
And by that extent, you should have been... if it was Euro class, you should have been against Ray.
Yes, yes. And even with Joey.
Yeah.
Us three should have been...
Against each other.
Against each other, in that sense. And what was it that Ray got? Best import?
Best import.
Best import. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
But they also gave away a best Euro trophy.
But they gave a best Euro trophy. I know there's... And I told you, shit like this happens. This is nothing of a surprise to me. Was I surprised? Did you see my face?
Not even a little bit.
They didn't even blink a fart out of my butthole. I was like, happens. Because it does. Because it does. Whether, you know, it was a tiebreaker type thing, and behind the scene, they're just like, okay, let's just, you know, one and the other. Shit happens. Who knows? It's one of those things. It's out in the fucking, like, who knows? But again, to talk about your class.
Yes.
Again, the simple answer to that is guaranteed not enough Nissans show up, which means you get thrown in an open class, which is, you know, double-sided coin. It can go great or it can go horrible because in one sense, you get thrown in some like radical looking shit in place, or you get thrown in a lot of radical looking shit and you don't even place. Yeah. Like not even third. That's why I said you took what was it? Second.
Third.
You took, okay, it was third.
To the two brothers.
Okay. In an open class?
Rotisserie builds.
You take that as 100% like a best of show. That mentality.
I already won a best of show.
No. You won in a fucking parking lot, and it was like half the other cars that were there were stock.
Why do you want to discredit me so bad?
I'm not discrediting you, stupid.
There were GTRs. There were Supras.
That were stock.
Still a GTR, still a Supra.
Don't mean absolute shit.
Still the same shit.
Because Eddie spanked a GTR in Tuner Battlegrounds, stage 2.
It's people's choice. What do you mean?
But exactly.
Now, how stupid do you feel?
Not stupid at all.
You proved my point.
No, my whole point is it was a fucking stock
car. Why do I bother with this guy, bro?
What? Dude, I'm telling you.
It's nothing to discredit. You still won it. You still took it home and enjoy it. Just don't sit there and be like, it was like hot import nights with fucking doors floating, fucking waterfalls coming out of engine bays, and you fucking took it. No, nigga, you deserve to take it. I would have been mad as fuck if a stock fucking car takes it over you in that parking lot. So shut the fuck up. That's the shit.
You're like, I don't
take a piece of shit. Yeah, nigga, I would have given you one too. You show up in that fucking lot compared to everything else I was parked. Yes, there was nice looking things that I saw in the pictures. Yes, there was some clean looking cars. Half of them were wrapped.
Yeah, more than half of them.
Okay, so what the fuck are we even talking about?
I'm just saying.
So, guaranteed, like I said, if you wouldn't have, I would have been very mad. I would have been very annoyed if you wouldn't have taken home a fucking best of show.
I still can't believe I did that, though.
You know what I mean? So, end of the day, it's still a good win.
You know what bothers me?
What?
That there was nobody from my team with me that night. I had to go out and do that by myself.
Well, two things. One, that show happened out of fucking nowhere, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jared hit you up and told you about the fucking show?
Actually, I told everybody about it a week beforehand.
But it was a JDM show.
And everybody was like, fuck you, JDM, who, what?
Yeah, because, dude, we don't have any other JDM cars in the team.
All right, but listen, hear me out. Then why do I keep on attending shows that are non-JDM classing?
Because there's open classes.
Fuck you and an open class. I want to go somewhere where there's JDM cars.
Which is fine, and you can do that. Yeah, like you've done.
I fucking hate doing it by myself.
We have to find more JDM cars. Well, it's a perfect example.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's go with like that Grounded for Life show.
Okay, that was all right.
But there's not a Euro show.
There's a Euro class.
But there was a Euro class, but it's not a Euro show.
They have whole JDM shows.
I know, strictly JDM shows. But those strictly JDM shows that if we read it, we can see it's totally fucking JDM. What? Of course, everybody's just going to look at you and will scratch their heads. There's Audis, BMWs, Saabs. I can go on. The taste of everything. But like, let's say, for example, the only one you could take with you is Dave.
Dave?
With the Type R.
Dave's all right.
But you know what I mean? That's the only one that if he doesn't have work, you can take him with you. It's JDM. It's a Honda.
It is.
You know
it
what
is,
I mean?
It is.
So it's not like we're like out of like the whole thing.
Well, here's the other half of that. And this is not to throw shade at
what
my friend here. But the fact of the matter being is you've seen what the Type R's are that show up to these shows, right?
Yeah.
You can't fucking piss on it without hitting carbon fiber.
True. Half of them, yeah.
Everything's all... Yeah.
They're fully done.
I know. You both know Dave's going to have a hard time.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
To give Dave a hard time?
No, you're an asshole. Not to fucking give the guy a fucking heart attack and a hard time. You have to work and build at it.
Poor Dave.
You know what I mean? We've all done it, dude. We've all done it. We've all been this. Aside from Eddie, it's me and him, the oldest ones.
Well, that's just because of your ages.
You know what I mean? But we've been at it for so fucking long. Bro, look at my Throwback Thursdays on how blue looked.
Actually, I'm not going to...
So what it is now.
You're really not going to like what's going to come out of my mouth next.
What, you like the graphic package that I used to have on blue before I did the paint job? You're not the fucking first guy to say that to me. You think you're the first? Pendejo, you're not the first and you won't be the last.
Why'd you?
Because I wanted to bring it to the next level. If I wanted to place, if I wanted to win, if I wanted to compete.
You had to airbrush it.
So I was like, all right, you know what?
Custom.
No, even before the airbrushing, because the airbrushing wasn't even in the mindset, really, when I was rethinking on how to redo blue from that picture that I posted up in my in the IG page.
Okay. Was the fade there?
No, the fade was never there. I took the fade idea from the graphics that I designed on the truck. And that, to this very day, which is, for those that know me, won't even be remotely fucking surprised. For the other ones that don't know me, I'm going to be like, yo, this kid's a fucking weirdo. And, I mean, you're probably right. And fuck off anyway. I drew that fucking shit on a napkin, and I still have the napkin to this day. A Dunkin' Donuts napkin. I was drinking coffee, and the idea came to me. I had to ask the fucking guy, I'm like, yo, you have a pen or whatever? And he goes, yeah. And I sketched it real quick. And I took the fucking napkin with me. And I remember I went to, well, back then it was a vinyl shop in North Bergen. Mm. Yo, guys, I want to do this. I literally just showed them the fucking napkin. They just looked at me like, you're an asshole. You're a straight fucking asshole. But no, we took a picture of the truck. They're, you know, they had all the fucking like crazy software of the era type of shit. And we were able to design it. They're like, all right, what colors? I was like, all right, I don't want to be fucking corny and do like opposite side of the spectrum. I'm like, let's keep it all with blues. That's how that happened with the graphics. I rocked that maybe, what, 3-4 years?
You got 4 seasons out of that graphic?
I got 4 seasons out of that fucking graphic. It was thick as shit. Like, it was thick, bro. That 3M was thick, and it was metallic. It was a metallic, like, wrap now, you can say. Mm. But back then, you know, it was just like we would have to order a whole roll.
Just to get that out of it.
Just to get that out of it.
My question to you is, how much did it cost?
Jesus Christ. I think it ran me like maybe $1,000 to do that, which now would, you know.
I've wrapped whole Miatas for less.
You know, exactly. Or you go to Etsy and you find somebody to do the fucking graphics for like $1.50 ship from Ukraine or something. Like, fucking, it's, I swear to God, stupid. You know, you translate that now, it's a paint job in this day and age.
Yeah.
You know, with everything. But again, I did 4 seasons out of that. And literally my whole interior was gray. Like shades of gray. That's when I was like, all right, you know what? I need to step it up. This is cool. This is nice. But I know I can do better. I know I can build bigger. But without kind of like losing my roots. Because this is what was working. This is what people were liking. And the judges and, you know, they're just hearing people. Mm. Okay, I can't stray from this. Because this recipe is working. So how can I take this recipe and add some more spice to it? Point blank. That's where the fade came in. You know what I mean? That's exactly where the fucking fade came in. And that's how I was able to design the fade. Again, the airbrushing was just already, not later on, because it was still in the build process, but it came later on towards the end of the build process.
Also not for anything. The headlight covers.
Yes, what about?
Super fire.
Yes, you made me buy a fucking set of headlight covers to like kind of bring it back. Yes.
I did it too.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about the ideas. What to do to yours. To make your stuff cool.
I'm going to have to wear this fucking stupid headlight.
But again, you know, and it comes down to like, to narrow back to the whole like people's choice bullshit. All that work, the creativity, the mindset, long ass nights, you know, trying to figure out, do I go this part or do I get this part? It might be the dumbest fucking thing in the world. But I mean, to you in your head, to your build, it's important. Make or break in your own mindset. To sit there and go to a fucking people's choice? You know what I mean? It's one of those fucking things. Because again, the mindset of someone that's going to respect it, okay. But chances are, it's just
not going to happen.
That's why, like I said, I've always said it. Me personally, I stay away from those people's choices. Just like I stay away from when I get a flyer of a classic car show in town. No, fuck you. I'm staying my ass home. I'm not bringing blue to that. I'm not bringing like the BMW to that. They're not going to get the love or the recognition. Not that you deserve it. You know, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody thinks. We're still good. Everybody still thinks, you know, their cars are shit. That's whatever. But in a mind show, in a car show mindset is my whole premise of it. It doesn't get the recognition. So, I don't know.
I think red would be okay for a JDM show.
Probably not, unless I put Honda emblems on it.
Red is very JDM style.
Styled, yes. I've taken very cues. I've been inspired by JDM builds.
So I would say red would be okay there.
No, you just want me to be at a JDM show and have everybody
waste your time the way I did.
Look at this fucking loser. He didn't read the flyer. Ha ha.
Dumbass.
Dumbass. It's just another Honda with fucking BMW emblems on it. Burn it. Push it off a cliff. Because I've gotten those too, guys. The internet is a beautiful place.
It's so funny.
It is. Have you gone through, like, now we're talking a little bit of everything. If you're bored or you're taking a shit, go down to the Battlegrounds website and just, like, read people's comments. Because when you log in on Facebook, people can comment on people's profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to take a screenshot because there was one guy that I guess either has haters or I don't know what the fuck it is. I was just like combing through and the guy's like, this fucking thing doesn't deserve to be here. It deserves to be in a used lot. I was like, bro, come on. Be fucking nice for once. You didn't know that people can leave comments on your pages?
I did not know that.
You want me to leave you a good one?
No.
I know, I'll leave you a good one.
Leave my fucking car alone.
$20 out of zone gift card to whoever leaves the most creative comment on Snuff's profile on Tuner.
Bro, they cash after you. You're supposed to cough on me. Remember that? Don't trust him, people.
And your wife helped. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, what?
One of those that supplied.
Yeah.
The moolah.
I believe it.
Which I choked on my water. When I got the ding, I was like, she wants me to spit at him. Consider it done. I was like, girl, I'll do that shit for free. Date tranquila.
So stupid.
Cough on the house.
No. I got no comments on my shit.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Thank God for that. Be good. Be thankful. Not until tomorrow, on Thursday, when the episode releases. I'll tell you to refresh the page on Friday.
Wonder what this guy did.
I got to see if I can find it again, and I'll take a screenshot and I'll send it to you. Maybe I'll post it up online, but
yeah, some people don't have any comments
because a lot of people got normal comments like, "Hey, good job, you know, keep it going, you know, rooting for them."
Yeah.
But a lot of them are just like, you can tell they hate you in town. Like, you can tell you're that asshole. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning, revving your shit, and they found out you were online. They're just blasting you on the fucking page on the bottom.
So fucked.
So you're looking forward to stage three?
No.
Well, thanks guys for listening.
No, not even a little bit. This whole, how can I say this? I feel like it's taxing on everybody's life to ask them to stop and vote for me because, to be honest.
I get it. No, I totally get it. I get where you're coming from.
I voted 3 times.
On yourself?
No.
Oh, on other people's cars?
I voted 3 times for Eddie so far.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. You're making it seem like you're going to hell.
I haven't had...
Eddie, it's only 3 times. Kick him in the dick when you see him.
I haven't had that... I'm being so serious right now. I haven't had the energy to put towards myself that I'm asking everybody else to put towards me.
I get it. It's understandable. I told you. It's fun and exciting, but it is stressful.
But my friends are really carrying me through this. So, and it's bizarre to see, and it's wonderful all at one time.
No, I told you. Like I said, you're going to have fun in it because you'll get to see, holy shit, people are really voting.
They love me.
I've only said that humans are like squirrels.
But, dude,
you know what I mean? The attention 90 span.
People
over. Yeah, no, and thank God for it. Thank God for it.
And you know what I mean? Jesse, 32 times.
So
I love you, Jesse.
So it is cool. It is fucking cool. I always said it. You're going to enjoy it because people are going to like... like I said, you get a feel. People like the build, genuinely. Like you can relax and take it to the bank. People like the build. You know what I mean? You can give yourself one on the shoulder. So it is cool to see. I've always just told you the realism of it. It gets taxing because you yourself have to be annoying.
And I feel bad about it.
You know what I mean? And it sucks because you don't want to be the guy like posting the same thing over and over and over. And you have to. And you have to. Granted, we figured out, you know,
tips, it gets chopped in
tips
half,
and
gets
tricks.
Chopped in half. That gets chopped in half.
But end of the day, you're going to have to be
that person
as annoying as humanly possible because it's the only thing that's going to get you further. It's working. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. I told you. You're going to have fun. It's going to be stressful. But towards, like, getting closer, it becomes more taxing because, like, you know, they are weeding out. And they're weeding out fast because this is whole, like, time span of what they're doing the comp in.
It's so helpful.
Is one very helpful to compare to when I was doing it because that shit was like, God, this is never ending. Like, drop a bomb. Be done with this shit already. I'm over it. Like, I'm fucking over it. Because if you feel taxed now, being annoyed, what? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, annoyed is a different word than what I feel.
Well, I mean, get creative. Throw a word right now. Just to kind of, for the context of it.
The word I would have to say is overwhelmed.
Okay. Let's say, you've been overwhelmed, what, 2 or 3 weeks since the start? Give or take, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you imagine 3 months? You're the first one to hang yourself and leave a note behind. You know what I mean? And if that's taxful, imagine that. It's, granted, I am glad it is narrowed down and it is quicker. And yeah, like I said, it's fun. Like I said, enjoy it. The cool thing is you can always redo it. Not saying next year, two seasons, three seasons. Like I said, what's stopping you? It's not like they're charging you. You know what I mean? Because then if something were to happen, to say whatever card doesn't place, who gives a fuck? Hold off 1 year and then do it the following. Because why? Chances are you got more stuff or you have a tweaked look that can help.
Well, this was Jesse. She voted. God, I love her.
Oh, she just voted right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted before we started.
Okay.
That's why I was kind of staring at my phone because I was waiting for that stupid call that they have to send you to verify. But
Joey again, picked good. I love you, Joey.
Yeah, you did a good job. She's fun. Yeah, have fun with her. She likes all my stories.
Does she?
Yeah. I'd be sending some crazy shit. But anyway, like I said, just enjoy it. And honestly, like I said, don't put that much mind into it as well. It's a hard balance.
Mm.
Gotta try to keep yourself leveled. Don't let it take too much out of you. Because again, it's not like, oh no, I can never do this again. I'll be banned. You know what I mean? Like, you can try again, is my point. As I say, enjoy it, have fun. You get a good look. You get a good feel for what's, you know, like I said, people like the car. Or if not, you wouldn't have made it to fucking stage three.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, like I said, just take it easy. Keep the recipe that you're doing because it's working. And let's see what happens. So, I don't know. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, it's been a fun one. As always, my friends. Well, you know what? I will leave a poll question up just for shits and giggles.
No, you won't.
Why? Why not?
You're going to post my link in the bio.
Fine, I will do that too, I guess. Fag bag. Anyway, I will post it for you and also for Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, what do you think about this? Hold on, let Eddie talk.
Stop hitting my backpack.
Eddie, talk.
I will post both of you like I have been continuously doing every single time.
No, I love Eddie.
So, but yeah, I'll post both of you guys up anyway because now it's already live, right? Correct? Stage 3 is officially mm-hmm. live. So yeah, I will be posting links for both cars, Eddie and Snuff's Z. Eddie has the Red Ford Probe for those that are confused. If you've been listening to us this fucking far in, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to put up a poll question in reference to these people's choice. Are we wrong? Are we right? Is it bullshit? Should they be judged? Or do you think, you know, people's choice is the way to go if you're going to one of these car shows? So, yeah, that's going to be the poll question. And like always, my friends, keep it custom because life's way too short to stay stock.
Later, babe.